football. 37 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Rivers, the quarterback, Roland Rivers looking to his right, chucks one downfield, and coming back and reeling it in is Henry Litwin, and he did it inside the red zone. Officially marked out of bounds at the 18-yard line.
May have gotten away with a little bit of a push-off, but either way, great job of sideline awareness, getting those 2 feet inbounds. That catch would have counted on Sundays.
Yes.
So I got both feet in. Nice job of sideline awareness.
30 seconds to go. The Rock don't have to use a timeout. Rivers now throwing a fade to the corner. Carnell Harley, and it's a Rock touchdown as they had one-on-one coverage over top. And just like that, boom, boom, and 6 points on the board.
So you remember an hour and a half ago, whenever this was happening, I said, man, if we can get a field goal here before half, that'd be great. They come out here after the 90 minutes away. I like it. And just trying to throw a couple big haymakers to start off, connect on both of them, moving right downfield and punching in for six.
Yeah, Carnell Harley getting right behind his coverage man and Anthony Davis. And so now 19-6 the score with 26 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Jake Chapla on to attempt the extra point. He's 1-for-1 so far today. Mike Marhat, the holder. Snap is low, bobbled. Somehow Marhat was able to get it down. The field goal is up and good. It was not a good snap, but the quick hands of Marhat to get that down and placed is quite
fantastic.
Remarkable.
That's fantastic job by 13 there. Be able to corral that one in. Did it upright in that way. Chapel can boot it through. So, boy, is that big.
That's huge.
You come out after a 90-minute delay, move 48 yards in two plays, put six or seven more on the board, and go up by 14. So just tremendous job of
a momentum shift.
Yes.
I mean, you have an IUP crowd that is essentially depleted, and perhaps with good reason. It's homecoming day, and with an hour and a half of delay time, there's actually more people, it appears, to be in the parking lot right now than are inside George Miller Stadium. The Rock, though, with a nice contingency still out there. Heck, they made the trip. They may be more inclined to stick around. And it's a Rock 20-6 lead with 26 seconds to go in the second quarter. Jake Chapla will do the kickoff duties. And Slippery Rock moving right to left. IUP moving left to right back to return. For IUP is you've got Dwayne Walls alongside. It appears to be Kashar Carter.
Carter had a 95-yard return last week at Cal, actually. So if you can keep the ball out of his hands, that would be ideal.
26 seconds to go. IUP with all three timeouts remaining. They may be inclined to try to take a few shots down the field. As I mentioned, Slippery Rock will begin the second half with the ball. That's a squibber from Chapla that rolls nicely, but right into the hands of Carter. He gets it across a 20 using speed, gets to the 30,
good
and a
tackle.
Nice tackle. In on the action is Jakar Berry playing special teams and tripping Carter up at the 30-yard line.
Great open field tackle against a fast runner, just chopping him off at the legs and bringing him down, preventing a big return.
So, 20 seconds to go now. IUP with the ball, and we are trying to find if Lenny Williams will be out there, and indeed he is. Not taking any throws before.
That's interesting.
Yeah, coming out of the locker room. Hey, you trust the veteran. He's a redshirt senior from Stowe Rocks, the transfer in from Temple. He's been the primary signal caller for IUP for the past few years, and with good reason. He's a talented arm. They go five-man wide receiver set. Williams in the backfield. Now step back, looking. The Rocks send four, forcing Williams to move in pressure, and he is brought down in the backfield. First contact was by Chad Coon, and then in on the action, Trey Blanford. And it looks like Tortorella and this Crimson Hawks team is just going to let this clock expire.
Coverage sack. Absolutely coverage sack. You only had the four down linemen getting after him. They keep huge amount of pressure on Lenny Williams. Don't allow him to get comfortable back there. Drops seven guys back into coverage and works out terrifically because IUP was definitely trying to take a shot.
Yeah.
They were trying to get some chunk yardage there, and instead the half runs out. So let's go into halftime, Tyler.
Yeah, we're going to start it. We're not taking the break. The band will not play. No one is going out on the field. We're going to keep playing football, barring any unforeseen weather conditions. And, hey, we talked about, you mentioned it would have been great to get a field goal there. Rocking the ball back. 20-6 lead, and the way they were able to get the ball down the field, you wonder, do you keep, as you mentioned, the haymaker offense rolling?
I think you do, because we saw for the first quarter and some change the Rock offense try the dink and dunk, and they moved the ball, but they stalled, and they had to settle for field goals instead of touchdowns. So if that's not going to work, then change it up a little bit. Start throwing the ball deep, try to get some big splash plays, and ends up being a big touchdown there to close out the half.
And so the Rock will receive as actually taking a little more time here in between halftime than I thought. They've put, well, there's 2:30 on the clock, so I tell you what, we got to make up a few spots. We'll do that right now. We'll come back. It is halftime here
for
at George Miller Stadium. We'll be back after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Rock Football on The Rock Station 97.7. Are we caught up on spots?
The Butler Agway, Route 68. Okay,
I don't know.
I
kind of looked up and was shocked to see 2 minutes. I didn't really have any content to talk about.
You've got to do the work now. Pick up bags of fertilizer.
I said 30 seconds. You can kick it back.
Browse the pumpkins, gourds, and mums with huge varieties ready to decorate. USA Pet Foods, always. And order your wild bird feed by October 15th for pickup October 31st. Sauerkraut crocks in every size, baskets, greeting cards, everything outdoors. Count on Butler Agway for seed, feed, and everything you'll need.
I'm Kyle Hall, also known as OG, playing DB for Slippery Rock University, and you're listening to Rock Football. Go Rock.
I'm Jake Chapla, kicker here at Slippery Rock, and you're listening to Rock Football.
On The Rock Station, 97.7.
20-6 is the score. We are in the theoretical halftime portion of our programming today as we had a long weather delay, finished up the second quarter action in which the Rock were able to find the end zone on just two plays, Roland Rivers finding Henry Littman for a 30-yard hookup and then an 18-yard touchdown pass to Carnell Harley in the back of the end zone. They get the ball back as both teams now getting ready to take the field again. Rock moving right to left with an opportunity to potentially turn this into a 20-plus point game.
I was going to say, I mean, you got to smell some blood in the water at this point right now if you're Slippery Rock, and you can almost force this IUP team into an exclusive passing offense here in the second half if you can come out here on this first possession of the third quarter and punch another one in.
So we'll see what happens. Back to return for the Rock is Jermaine Wynn alongside, I believe it's Mark Carter on the far side of the field.
Eric Glover Williams.
Eric Glover Williams, excuse me, are the two back to return. Didn't see the one in front of Eric Glover Williams, the speed to transfer from Ohio State University. We know what these two guys can do, and we'll get ready to see it as here is the boot. And we are underway in second half action. It is caught just at the 1 yard line. It's Mark Carter on the return. He uses some speed, gets out to the 25, and is brought down by a few IUP defenders, where Slippery Rock will set up shop. First down and 10.
Also brought down by one of his own guys, Braden Footman, too.
Yes.
So, some friendly fire there on that kick return, but. Yeah, I mean, you come out now here, I think you want to, you know, try to get Wes Hill's legs back underneath him a little bit, let him get some runs here early on, but I don't think you stop throwing the ball deep. I think you keep trying to stretch this IUP defense out.
It's been an effective strategy, at least in the short time where we've seen it for two consecutive plays, and it will be Roland Rivers alongside Wes Hills in the backfield, three wide receivers set for the Rock. Hills receives the snap, hands it off to him. He keeps it, stretches it out to the right side where he'll be tackled for a loss. Again, we talked about his play action ability or zone reads. He holds it in a long time.
But see, like that play right there. So he's rolling out to the sideline, ends up diving to avoid the contact. Why didn't he just throw it out of bounds?
Yeah, save yourself
up,
a few yards.
Ends up losing 2 yards, and he got hit. So instead, as you're rolling out, if the play's busted, throw it out of bounds and just go on to second down.
So it is second down and 11 now. The ball moved back to the 26-yard line. Wes Hills goes in motion. Rivers screens it out to him. Caught in while running. He gets past the 30 into the or past the 35, and then Franco Harris is out of bounds at the 36-yard line.
And a nice block on the outside there by Henry Litwin as gets the defender down on the turf. So does a nice job of getting. They always say you want to get the defender's hands on the turf. That means you really chopped them off, and it's exactly what he did there, and they get the first down.
Yeah, they say they gave him enough, so after the completion to Wes Hills, it will be a first and 10 at the 36-yard line for the Rock. Rivers in shotgun, three wide receivers set. Wes Hills still the sidecar. It'll be a handoff to Hills, and Hills is met by three IUP defensemen. Leading the charge was Ernest Shockley, the 6'3 redshirt senior from Bowie State transfer.
I'll tell you what, Tyler, after every single play since we got out of the weather delay, there has been jawing afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
These two teams sat in the locker room for an hour and a half and just stewed on this. So there's a little pent-up energy right now for both these squads.
Yeah, it's a crowd that's taken ahead due to the long delay, but between the 22 guys on the field, the action seems to be as hot as it was coming into the game. Two running backs now in the backfield with Rivers. One is Jakar Berry, the other Wes Hills. Still a three wide receiver set. Hills goes in motion to Rivers' right. They pump the screen. Rivers steps up, feeling pressure, scoots out of it, rolling to his right. Now we'll check down to Hills, in and out of the hands. It wasn't an easy completion by any stretch, but it does fall incomplete. And so the Rock now looking at a third down.
Yeah, dangerous by Wes Hills there, of kind of turning his hands upside down. And because of that, whenever he bobbles it, it pops up in the air. Luckily, not to the waiting hands of a defender behind him. You know, he's a running back. He doesn't catch as much as that coming in from the outside. What he needs to do is give that window. Make sure the palms are facing down. That way, if you do bobble it, all you do is just push it down.
We talked about an offensive style. Were they going to go down the field, or were they going to resort back to the check down offense that we saw? Seems like they're sticking more with their game plan here as what, opposed to what we saw at the end of the second half, first half. Rivers now looking, scanning, trying to find a target receiver in Henry Litwin, and we're going to get a late flag as we may get an interference penalty. It fell incomplete. You had a man over top. I believe it was Damon Lloyd who was there.
And if that is the call, Tyler,
I'm with you.
I know I'm the Slippery Rock guy. I don't agree with that at all.
Yeah,
I thought it was a great play.
Let's see what we got here. The officials are conversing right now. Still discussing, and I think they're discussing where it happened.
Yeah, there it is. Man. I mean, hey, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it, but I disagree with it.
Yeah, they actually get J.R. Stevens with the penalty.
I thought he timed that perfectly, came in right over the top, chopped it away. That's a tough one for a defender to swallow.
Huge play, too. I mean, you were looking at a third and 11, and it would have been over. Now it's a first down and 10 at the Rock 48-yard line. Big play there in terms of changing perhaps how this game just goes. Rivers now in the pocket. Play action. Two-step drop. Looking deep. Looking over top. Jermaine Wynn in and out of the hands. He would have brought it down right about the 5-yard line, but just could not corral the ball.
As they say in the NFL, didn't survive the ground because he got both hands on it. Got himself turned around, but as soon as his back hit the ground, I think just that, you know, that kind of explosion of hitting the turf kind of jarred the ball loose from his hands.
Well, they took the home run on first down and left with a second down and 10. Ball, of course, still remaining at the 48, and we're going to get a pre-snap whistle here.
We've got an IUP player.
Oh, we've got an IUP defender tying his shoe. Lost some gloves. Not entirely sure exactly what's going on there. And so it'll be J.R. Stevens checking out and Kair Geisinger checking in.
So I think you go at him. If 21 just subs in, he's going to be down here on Austin Scott. I think that's where you go on this play.
It'll be a three wide receiver set, two receivers to the wide side of the field, which is Rivers left. Rivers now looking right. They find Henry Litwin, hit for about seven. Juke move across the first down marker. Moved, steps out of bounds, rather, at the 40-yard line. A first down for Slippery Rock.
Ooh, hits the R1 button on his controller there. Nice little juke back towards the middle of the field. Gets that first defender to absolutely whiff and gets upfield and gets the first down.
So with the help of a major pass interference penalty, this drive has continued, and now the Rock moving it to the 41-yard line of IUP. Rivers, the quarterback. Wes Hills, the man to his right. He sends him in motion to Rivers' left. They fake the screen. Rivers now off and running. Takes it to the outside, gets past the line of scrimmage, runs out of bounds after about a 5-yard gain. Rivers, who is the leading attempt rusher on the day, will get about a gain of 6 on the play.
Absolutely not where that play was designed to go. They pulled the tackle, Steve Gaviglia, behind the line of scrimmage. That design was to go to the left, but because of that, you had IUP just completely vacate the right side of the formation. Good vision by Rivers.
Rivers adapts and leaves himself with a second down and 4. It's a 4 wide receiver look. This time, Zach Cirillo, the tight end, moving out to the slot position to the right of Rivers. Slippery Rock in the away whites with the classic green trimmings. Looking at a 2nd and 4 and trying to blast this game wide open. It's a handoff to Hills, wide open, room to run, moves past the first down marker before being brought down at the 25-yard line. There was really no red jerseys there.
Oh, man, Steve Gaviglio just pushing the DN downfield. I mean, just absolutely manhandling him, and they go right off tackle behind him. Great block.
Hills remains in the game after another first down by the Rock. 20-6 to score. Slippery Rock leading, 11:35 to go in the third quarter. Rivers now hands off to Hills, up the middle, surging forward before being brought down after a gain of 6, if not 7 yards. Physical runner.
And at this point, whenever you get momentum like this going with the ground game, you keep pounding
it.
Keep pounding it. Now you've got a mentality. You've got an attitude going right now. You stay on the ground right now.
Hills checks out. Jakar Berry checks in. Three wide receiver look from the Rock. Berry to Rivers left. Side Carr. Rivers receives the snap. And it is a handoff to Berry again. Rolling to the right side. And he is met by a large IUP defender, Damon Lloyd. And we have a late flag on the play.
Just a little too much dancing by Berry because he had Ryan Podgorski out in front of him. If he goes right off his backside, he's easily got the first down.
So let's see what this conversation was. It appeared to come in the area of holding, but it was a late flag. Let's see what's going on here.
Also worth noting, just real quick, that Chris Larson is in the game at left tackle for Slippery Rock.
After the play was over, personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. Offense number 79.
Oh, well, Chris Larson.
He's definitely in the game, making his presence known. I didn't see where that action would have happened, so I don't really feel like I can comment on the play.
Did he say after the play?
Yeah, it was a dead ball foul.
So it should be third down then. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You don't repeat the down.
Correct.
That's huge because now you have a third and long.
Yeah, that ball moves back to the 31-yard line, leaving the Rock with a third down and 16 now. And we're going to get a timeout taken by IUP. Hey, they know this is a big possession. And with the leg of Jake Chaplin, this could, in this particular instance, this could just be maybe a run it with Wes Hills, hope you get 4 or 5 yards, and just make a shorter field goal attempt.
Can't have that, Tyler.
You don't like my conservative?
Oh,
you're talking about my play.
I love your play call.
Thank you.
I think it's brilliant.
You ruined my self-esteem as a potential offensive coordinator.
You're marching the ball. This is a terrific drive you have going here. You're inside IUP territory, deep inside IUP territory. You're going to have what's a third and short.
Yeah.
It was going to be third and one. And instead, now here you are, third and 15, because of after-the-play penalty.
And we talked about controllables and uncontrollables.
Correct.
Uncontrollables are the holdings, the pass interferences.
The effort plays.
Yeah, the effort plays. Their mental controllable penalty, that has a major influence on this particular drive and potentially the outcome of the game.
Yeah, it's just, that's the kind of stuff that will keep coaches up at night. Because, let's be honest, everything reflects back on the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And what is Sean supposed to do about that?
Yeah.
It's not like it's a game management issue. It's just a mental error by a young kid.
So we'll look at a third down and 16 now for the Rock. The ball at their own 31-yard line. Rivers a quarterback. Taking a step. Rock send pressure. It's a safety blitz. Rivers now rolling around the 45-yard line. He's got to get rid of it. Moving to his right, throws it down the field, and the pass is nearly caught, actually, by Henry Litwin, but it falls incomplete. Rivers started and received the ball at the IUP 35 and threw it at the Rock 45-yard line.
So, back to what you said, why didn't they run the football there?
It's curious.
Right now, you're in Chaplin's territory, but, again, a 5 or 6 yard gain on a Wes Hills run on third down, and all of a sudden it makes it a much more comfortable attempt.
Yeah, you're looking at a 48-yard field goal here. This is not a chip shot, of course, by any means. We know Chaplin has a strong leg, but this is a long field goal. The snap, good. The hold down, does it have the distance?
It looks like he pushed it left.
Yeah. I don't know if it was a clean snap by any means, but a missed opportunity there by the Rock. They were inside the red zone. A personal foul penalty moved them back, and IUP will take over with the score remaining 20-6. The Rock in front of IUP with 10:29 to go. We'll keep it here as IUP gets ready to head out on the field. And a team that really hasn't been able to take advantage of opportunities. That's been the Crimson Hawks today. They've had it inside the 5-yard line twice, in which they've settled for field goals. It's been a bizarre first half and now into the second half because neither team seems to have capitalized on the opportunities they've had.
No, both teams have been given gifts today and just squandered the opportunities. Mm-hmm. It's so bizarre to see a lack of killer instinct from both these teams.
Williams coming out in the pistol formation, and they'll hand it off to Justice Evans, who is met quickly by Jeff Marks on the inside. He just ran into a wall of white.
And here you go again. You got Kyle Hall down here. you know, barking with two IUP players. I mean, these teams, man, they're still a little frustrated for having to sit in the locker room for an hour and a half.
Well, now you've got a second down and 11 after the loss of one. IUP remaining in the pistol. We didn't see this at all in the first half, and if we did, perhaps it was on one play only. They do a play action, staying on outside contain with Trey Blanford. Lenny Williams makes a miss, steps up in the pocket, heaves it deep. It's an open Ricky Rogers, and he catches it inside the 20 to the 5 before being brought down by Kyle Hall.
And there you have it. We talked about it in the first half. Lenny Williams, when he extends plays, he doesn't look to run. He looks to throw it downfield. You have to stay on your coverage until you hear the whistle, because he will do stuff like that.
IUP quickly to the line. Evans, the runner in the backfield. Williams receives the snap. Hand off to Evans, and he is met by Slippery Rock defense. This is by no means a guaranteed touchdown for IUP as they sit on the 3, now the 4-yard line of Slippery Rock. They've had trouble down here all day long.
Yeah, that was the outside backer, Brad Zaffram, just shooting down the line of scrimmage and catching up behind the running back and pulling him backwards. Great athletic play, good tackle.
Now, IUP has not, if I'm remembering this correctly, has not gone to the air. In these particular, they've stuck really with a run game up the gut. Now they go trips to Williams left. Evans remains the sidecar. They have a tight end in the game as well, and Grant Smith, he's on the right side. Shotgun formation again. Williams now back to pass. Looking, throws across the middle, and it is an open Don McNeil in the end zone. And the Crimson Hawks find pay dirt for the first time today. And it is now 20-12. I was not expecting the cannon there. It threw me off.
So you had him lined up at the slot position right beside the tight end, and all he does is a simple out pattern, but the two outside receivers run double slants and essentially just clear it out for him. All that traffic, hard to get through there, and easy catch for a touchdown.
It'll be Dylan Sarka on to attempt the extra point. Mike Pietropaola doing the holding duties. Drew Stout, the snapper. Snap is clean, hold is down, extra point is up, and it is good. And we've now got a 7-point ball game, 20-13. IUP capitalizing after the missed field goal by Jake Chapla. And with 8:52 to go in the third, The Rock in front by 7, 20-13. We'll come back with Slippery Rock football right here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Did you hit a deer, or did a deer hit you, or did you hit something else trying to miss a deer? No matter how it happened. Automotive in mind for your vehicle repairs. Located 1 mile north of Branchton Road on Route 8 in Slippery Rock, Mark and Jared handle mechanical collision
just
and
this one, Glax,
along with minor repairs too. They're also great at VW and Subaru timing chains. So for everything automotive, trust Lutz Automotive. Call them today, 724-794-2255.
to 13, the score. Slippery Rock in front, 8:52 to go in the third quarter. Tyler Friel, Glenn Thompson with you. Rock football on the Rock Station, 97.7. It was a four-play, 69-yard drive that only lasted a buck 30 that resulted in a Don McNeil 5-yard touchdown from Lenny Williams. And the boot is off by Sean Rawling and caught and reeled in by Mark Carter in his end zone. He brings it out, takes it out to the 20-yard line where he's met by IUP defenders. And we got a little extracurricular activities that I don't think either ref saw. That could have been a penalty on the backside of the play. You had mentioned this game's getting a lot more chippy.
A lot more chippy, but now you need a big response by this Rock offense, because think about these last, we'll call 2 minutes of gameplay, where you had Slippery Rock with potentially a third and one deep inside IUP territory, ends up with a 15-yard penalty, missing the field goal, and 4 plays later, IUP's in the end zone. So a big momentum swing in the last 2 minutes here.
It'll be Roland Rivers and Wes Hills in the backfield. The ball at the IUP, or rather the Rock 20-yard line. Again, 8:45 to go in the third. Rivers in the pocket, looking, goes to the right side, throws it, and brought in by Mike Merhot, but it was out of bounds. It was just a little bit over, it was overthrown.
Would have been 2-yard pickup anyway,
yeah.
So not quite sure the purpose of that one. I mean, that the risk-reward there on that play on a 2-yard out, I mean, come on, what are you doing? That doesn't make sense.
So second down and 10. Three wide receivers set. Actually, check that make it four, the tight end. That's Henry Litwin. Rivers in the pocket. Now they go to the right side. They find an open man in Carnell Harley, who reels it in very close to the first down marker.
It's going to depend on the spot.
Yeah, it's super close.
Mike Petropoulos.
I think they're going to give it to him. They're going to start moving the chains.
Yep.
Yeah. Mike Pietropoulos was on the coverage, but Carnell Harley fell forward enough. And actually, they may not move the chains. We've got another side judge getting involved and saying, you may want to move those back.
He's coming the whole way from over here, though.
Yeah, how would he know?
I mean, the first, they placed it at the 20. They're at the 30.
The guy that blew the ball dead was the line judge on this side of the field at the IUP bench. The play, which happened on the Rock side.
They're going to say third down.
They're going to move the chains back.
Okay. So I guess the spot was at the 21.
I wonder if they thought, kickoff, move it out to the 20-yard line. He got to the 30. Let's move the chains. Not the case. So it will be a third down and one. Wes Hills is the man in the backfield.
I think you dial up a Roland Rivers keeper here, actually.
Four wide receivers set. Blitz coming from IUP. They hand it off to Hills, and he picks up enough for the first down after the gain of two.
Good, confident play call. I mean, you need a yard.
And it's the guy that falls forward.
You put your big guys up front. You say, hey, get us a yard. Give me some room, and they got two.
First down and 10, the ball at the 32-yard line of the Rock. Four-man front from IUP. The Rock going with trips to Rivers' left. Carnell Harley, the sole man on the top of the field. Wes Hills is the sidecar to Rivers' left. Play action. Screen pass to Wynn. Wynn's got room to run. He picks up the first down, gets to the 50-yard line where he steps out of bounds. And a nice little screen play that pops for 18 yards, depending on the spot. They're going to say 17-yard game.
Austin Scott and Mike Merhot, his receivers out in front of him setting up those blocks. Both of them do a great job of getting their backs to the sideline. That way Wynn can get outside of them and get the edge.
Trips now to the wide side of the field on Rivers' right. Does a hard count and check with me over to the Rock sideline.
IUP's been showing a lot of blitzes, so I like what they're doing with these hard counts, trying to get IUP to tip their hand.
Wes Hills will now move to the left of Roland Rivers, and we've got a flag false start. Maybe Austin Scott moved early.
Tony Pilato, who's in the game right now for Chris Larson at left tackle.
Yeah, Chris Larson has been dealing with an injury all week long. He got the start, re-aggravated the injury around the midway through the first quarter.
We've seen him in and out, yeah.
Yeah, back on the field. He had a major personal foul penalty that moved the Rock back 15 yards and didn't take them out of field goal range, but he made it what could have been a 30-yarder into a 48-yard field goal. Here's Roland Rivers now. Play action, and in the face of Rivers when he goes to throw is Nick Amendola, and we're going to get a flag. Are they going to say pass interference?
They're going to say holding. Looks like he's saying holding against number 7. So as Austin Scott was trying to make his break towards the sideline, they're going to say grabbed onto the jersey and prevented him from getting there.
The IUP coaching staff are saying it was a tip ball, but I don't. And that's what we see. We have a prior to the pass where you had the holding.
Yeah, so if it's prior to the pass, it's holding. If it's after the pass, it's pass interference.
Yeah.
But if it's a tip ball, then it's not pass interference. So there's a bunch of there's layers to that rule.
Mm-hmm.
But by the rule book, if he did indeed hold, that's a good call.
And Amendola had a free shot at Rivers. Hands went up. There was no way that ball was going to be complete at all. But the holding play stands nonetheless. A major penalty by IUP moves the Rock on the other side of the field. They're at the 46-yard line of the Crimson Hawks. Handoff right side to Wes Hills. Dances for about a gain of 3, bringing up a 2nd and 7.
Going off tackle again, and it looks like Wes Hills just got a little indecisive on whether he wanted to try to stretch that one towards the sideline or cut back upfield. And that little half a second hesitation is enough for this IUP defense to catch up and make the tackle.
Wes Hills will check out. Braden Fuffman will check into the game. Different in size and stature there. You've got Wes Hills at 6'2", 218. Fuffman at 5'8", 185, but he runs with power. He will now be the sidecar to Rivers' left. A four wide receiver set. The Rock is a check with me. Mike Merhot, Jermaine Wynn, the slot receivers, Carnell Harley and Austin Scott on the far sides of the field. Rivers in the pocket. IUP sends 4. They have a shot at him, but Rivers chucks it deep, and the pass is intercepted. Mike Pietropoulos pulls it in. He has the ball at the 35 now, moving to the 40-yard line, to the 50-yard line, before being brought down by Carnell Harley at the Slippery Rock 41-yard line. An errant pass by Roland Rivers, and the IUP Crimson Hawks play takeaway.
Yeah, I think he saw the pressure coming at the last second and didn't really get a chance to step into that throw the way he wanted to because of the outside blitz. And because of that, doesn't deliver a sharp, precise pass, and that one floats a little bit on.
We do have a flag down. It appears to be either a hold or a block in the back. It's around the 40-yard line of IUP. So it will be a hold. They're going to get Reynu Mitchell on the hold. So that'll move it back actually to the 30-yard line
of
IUP. That's huge. I mean, you're talking at least now about a 40-yard difference into where that ball was to where the ball is now.
Yeah, that's a big break for the Rock defense.
So it will be a first down and 10 after the Roland Rivers interception. 5:52 to go. Slippery Rock leading 20-13 in this third quarter. And here comes the Crimson Hawks with a two backfield set, including a fullback. Play action. Lenny Williams looking deep. Uncorks one. Two-man coverage. And it is knocked down, but we've got a flag. Looks like we're going to get pass interference on the coverage for the Rock was Tyree Spearman, but I think he got a hand on Dom McNeil.
I mean, here's what IUP's doing now, because they've shown their hand, is we're going to come out and we're just going to start throwing it deep and see if you guys can defend it. And right now, Slippery Rock having a hard time with that.
We talked about the size advantage with Ricky Rogers, who is the West Virginia transfer. He's a big guy. I mean, he can make some plays, 6'2", 205, and he stands over top of a few of these just shy 6-foot defenders in the secondary for the Rock. But Dom McNeil, 5'10", 170, had speed. I don't think it was a great decision. It was two-man coverage there that the Rock had, and Spearman made a nice play but tugged on the body of McNeil before that ball got there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. When the ball got there, it was a great play by Spearman, mm-hmm. making the last-second adjustment, getting himself in front of it and tipping it away.
Williams with the ball. They fake a toss to the right side. He cuts back to the left. Dalton Holt there to trip him up. Other Rock defenders in on the tackle. There to officially corral him was Eric Glover Williams.
That's fantastic whenever you can have a corner help out in run defense.
Mm-hmm.
Get off of his block from the wide receiver and be disruptive in the backfield. Not only is it good to see him tackle, but just the field awareness to make sure he's keeping his eyes in the backfield, seeing what the quarterback's doing, and comes up and makes a tackle.
Yeah, it was design misdirection. They had really a stack line to the right, and that's the format they go with here. Basically two tight ends on the right side. They tried to string it out to the left, but the Rock were there to help out. Now play action again. Williams in the pocket. Makes one man miss, steps up, and has a throw that is well shy of his intended target. And Dom McNeil, some nice pressure from the Rock.
Just way too much traffic at Lenny Williams' feet. He couldn't step into that one at all. That was all arms. He had a couple of IUP offensive linemen, a couple of Slippery Rock DNs, and just laying there. So he had nowhere to actually get his lower body into that throw.
So now that brings up a third down and 11. The ball sitting at the IUP 44-yard line after they intercepted Roland Rivers on the previous possession. 5 minutes to go, 20-13, the Rock in front. Williams in the pocket. He's looking, steps up, finds a wide-open target, and Dwine Walls easily picks up the first down, tackled at the 36-yard line of the Rock. First down, Crimson Hawks.
Post pattern, but instead of continuing his route, you saw how he cut it off and just sat in the soft spot in the zone. So really nice recognition by quarterback and wide receiver being on the same page.
So first down and 10 for IUP. They keep the drive alive after facing a third down and long. 4 minutes and change left in the third quarter. Williams, the quarterback, his sidecar this time is Justice Evans. Three wide receiver set with a tight end. They play action. Williams looking to his left.
Hold.
Flag is on the field. Williams will check it deep. One-on-one coverage, and that pass is nearly intercepted. There on the coverage for the Rock was Kyle Hull. Couldn't reel it in, but we do have some laundry in the backfield.
Yeah, Trey Blanford did a fantastic job off the snap, just a straight speed rush getting into the backfield, and the left tackle had no choice but to just grab him and try to slow him down a little bit.
That pass though was very catchable for Kyle Hall.
Yes.
I mean, it hit him in between the numbers, and not saying that defensemen get a little bit of slack when it comes to catching the ball. He had some great coverage, but a turnover there, that would have been pretty big.
Especially in the end zone, you just bring it out as a touchback.
Yep.
And, you know, new life for your offense. But either way, we'll take the holding penalty and Play on.
Yeah, they move it back 10 yards, so we've got a first down and 20. The ball at the Rock 47-yard line.
IUP's going to have to call a timeout here.
Yeah, they're making substitutions. There's 5 seconds left on the play clock, and no one knows what they're doing. So IUP will have to burn now, I believe, their second timeout of the half. So they've only got one left.
Yeah, just a ton of confusion. And not just with the players on the field, the whole sideline. I mean, nobody was on the same page there.
That's sometimes when you get a holding penalty like that, you feel like, oh, that's not on the card. You know, you got to figure out, okay, what are we going to do now? I don't have that first and 20 play lined up. What personnel do we need to get in there? And that may have been a case of that right now. Again, the Rock working with a 7-point lead, 20-13 is the score. IUP burning their second timeout of the half. The Rock with all three left. A little more action you've seen here in the latter portions of the second quarter and so far here in the second half. But the Rock, having some opportunities, haven't really completed them in the third quarter.
No, it's a shame right now, Tyler. I mean, I hate to be such a negative Nancy, but, man, this should be at least a two-score lead, if not three-score for Slippery Rock. Mm-hmm. But they're up only seven right now.
And IUP with the ball. It's a first down and 20. The ball is at the 47-yard line of the Rock. Chris Temple will be the running back in the backfield for IUP and a four-wide receiver set. They've been taking more shots down the field in the second half. We'll see if that trend continues on a long first down. Williams in the pocket. Looking, they fake a check down, and it is a wide open receiver. Justice Evans, there was no one within 20 yards of him as he waltzes into the end zone for an IUP touchdown.
That's just embarrassing. I mean, let's call what it is. What are you doing as a defense that somebody is that wide open down the sideline?
And I don't know if they all bit on the pump fake screen, because that particular situation, you would, you know, assume screenplay, first down and 20. IUP decides to take the shot down the field, and there was no one around Justice Evans. And I mean no one.
Boy, that can't happen.
No.
I mean, that's one of those plays that, as someone watching football, you sit there and you think to yourself, like, how in the world? You know, like, the extra point is up and good. But, like, how does somebody get that wide open? And the answer is just bad defense. Really bad defense.
Well, we got a new ball game now. 20-all is the score with 4:09 to go in the third quarter. The Rock and IUP. It's been an interesting game, to say the least, so far. We'll have all the action coming up for you right after the break. You're listening to Slippery Rock Football on The Rock Station 97.7.
Water and Coffee Service is very proud to announce their partnership with Pioneer. Pioneer is the first of its kind whole house lead and cyst removal system. This is powerful news for you and your family. You've heard the reports. Communities everywhere are being affected by concentrations of lead in the water. Don't take chances with you or your family's health. Call Negley's today for a water consultation at 724-282-6160. Not only does Pioneer remove heavy metals such as lead, it also removes and reduces chlorine, chloramine, and other harmful contaminants in your water. Call Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service today. The Pioneer Whole House Lead Removal System, only at Negley's.
The Rock Station and Rock Football on 97.7.
After the Mike Pietro Paula interception of Roland Rivers and a three-play 70-yard drive by IUP, we are all tied up at 20 points apiece. Slippery Rock on the return. It's Mark Carter who runs into one of his own men and is stumbled down at the 23-yard line where the Rock will take over. They had a 14-point lead not that long ago.
No, and they've squandered some opportunities. Actually, not some. They've squandered a lot of opportunities. Slippery Rock has had a chance to, even with this late surge from IUP, Slippery Rock could still be up by 14, 10 or 14, but they have just not capitalized on the opportunities given to them.
Well, you got a new ball game now, and again, we were coming off an hour and a half weather delay that you never really know how teams are going to respond. The Rock responded out of that break by throwing two balls for touchdown, you know, for a touchdown to make this a 20-6 game. Now it's a whole different ball game. Wes Hill's the runner, takes it past the 25-yard line, spin move to the 27, a nice little pickup on first down.
And man, I mean, just working so hard for five yards, you know, I mean, grinding, fighting off tackles, breaking through. It's just nothing's coming easy right now. That's what you expect in this game.
The senior running back, a transfer from Delaware, from Wildwood, New Jersey, Wes Hills. Rivers now looking to his right, finds a man in Henry Litwin who turns back into the field and picks up a few extra yards as they move well past the first down marker to the 38-yard line where it will be a first down and 10.
Great anticipation by Henry Litwin, anticipating that defender going to the outside and cuts back towards the middle of the field after he makes the catch.
Three wide receivers set. Wes Hills still the running back. Litwin now moving to the slot. You've got Carnell Harley on the wide side of the field. It'll be a handoff to Hills. Runs to the right side. Again, puts the head down and gets 6, if not 7 yards. He's a physical runner.
Physical runner running right off tackle and also getting A.J. Alexander, number 88, upfield blocking for him in the tight end position. And you could see Alexander had the defender right by the shoulder pads and just driving him downfield. Great block.
Yeah, A.J. Alexander, no small guy himself, the transfer from Ohio State University. He can have a big impact on that offensive line. Second down, and they'll say 4 yards. Wes Hills goes in motion. Slippery Rock sends pressure. Roland Rivers decides to take it himself. Picks up 5 yards and a first down.
One of those run-pass options there, I think, because you had the screen set up, so it was up to Rivers to either throw the screen or take off with it. And I think with the blitz coming, especially from the right side, he just felt more comfortable just getting that one upfield.
Nice 5 yard gain, moves it out to the 49 yard line of the Rock. They're trying to cross midfield because we're all tied up at 20 points apiece. They hand it off to Hills. Hills puts his head down but is met by Nick Amendola right at the line of scrimmage. Hills has to fall forward to get a gain of 2.
Still finishing off runs, you know, even this late in the game as we got 2:09 to go in the third quarter here. Wes Hills still just powering through, finishing guys off, getting positive yardage on every run.
Chris Larson back in at the left tackle position. He's been dealing with a foot injury. Him and Tony Pilato have split time in this particular game. It'll be a play action. Rivers throwing right side and a beautiful toss to Henry Litwin who pulls it in just before the 35-yard line. That's a touch pass if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, that is a really good throw to get that one just over top of the corner who was blitzing on that play and still fit it in there before the safety gets there to make the tackle.
Roland Rivers rolling along here on this particular drive.
Hey.
You knew it was going to come sometime or later. We decided to save it for the third quarter. It's Roland Rivers now. He hands it off to Wes Hills, moving to the left side, met by a few IUP defenders, and this time he's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. He'll be brought down for a loss. Damon Lloyd leading the charge on that, along with other IUP defenders.
The more this game goes on, why are we running outside? The bread and butter of this ground game has been up the middle today. Quit stretching the ball. It's not going to happen.
They bring Jakar Berry into the game as they now face a second and 11 at the IUP 38-yard line. Three wide receivers set to Rivers right. Solo man on the short side of the field is Carnell Harley. Blitz by IUP. Rivers looking. Finds a man in Harley who cannot survive the ground. He pulled it in, but as he was heading out of bounds, the ball just triggered out of the thumbs and hands of Carnell Harley, leaving the Rock with a third down and long.
He had first down yardage too. If he holds on to that one, it's a fresh set of downs for Slippery Rock. So, man, that one's frustrating.
And Rivers put it in a great spot. It was really the only place Harley could have caught it, and the effort was there. That's just a tough catch to make. So now a third down and 11, 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Again, all tied at 20. Rivers sends Shakar Berry in motion to his right. Screenplay. They connect. No, they're going to wave it incomplete. I thought that ball was going to be close to the ground, and even if they did complete it, it would have been a gain of 1. So that will stop the clock at 48 seconds, and I'd imagine the Rock is going to send the punting unit on here.
All right, now the offense is staying out there. Yeah, they are.
That is a confident head coach for the Rock. You have a lot of 4th and 11 plays in the playbook?
No, but you have a lot of 3rd and 10 plays, so that's what it's got to be.
And it was snapped. It looked like there was some movement. Rivers chucks it deep, and it was nearly hauled in by Henry Litwin. Pre-snap, there seemed like some movement or some confusion. The Rock had a look at it, but the pass falls incomplete.
I'm looking for a replay here, Tyler, because I believe Henry Litwin got both hands on that ball.
It seemed pretty close.
It looked like a really good throw. I feel like Litwin probably should have come down with that one.
I'm interested to see what happened at the snap, and it doesn't look like we're going to get a replay here. It's just something seemed off when they snapped that ball. I don't know, maybe if I was looking down and then looked up, but it didn't seem like the line all broke at the same time, and there were some people standing around. Not quite sure what happened.
So they tried the old, delay, we're going to punt, we're going to go for it, and then they try the quick snap, you know, get the offense back out in the field and snap it quickly before the defense can get set. Almost worked.
Messina on the drive up. I like aggressive fourth down action. That's about as aggressive as you can be.
Really.
Fourth down and 11, and that will give the ball back to IUP at the 38. Williams now is going to go deep with it. Grant Smith pulls it in at the 35-yard line of the Rock and is dragged out of bounds. The tight end freshman from, I don't know where he's from, actually. He's from Central Dauphin. That's where he's from. Freshman, 6'4", 238.
First time they've gotten him involved in the passing game today, so right now, this aerial attack of IUP is, I mean, it's firing on all cylinders right now.
Lenny Williams with a relatively quiet first half. Well, the action has stepped up significantly with 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Justice Evans, the running back, to Williams' right. Williams receiving the snap in the pocket. He's looking. He's going to go long with it, looking for Dom McNeil, and it is nearly caught. A little contact, but no flag. The pass falls incomplete.
Good no call.
I think so.
I thought it was a good battle both ways. I thought wide receiver and corner, everybody battling, a couple of hand checks in there, and I'm good with the no call there. And boy, still almost came down.
Yeah,
I mean, that was a tremendous effort by the wideout.
Yeah, 1 second left in the third quarter. Clock stopped after the incompletion. 20-20 the score. Williams with the ball at the the Rock 36-yard line. Williams in the pocket. He's looking, throws across the middle, finds his man, and the pass is complete. Coming down with the catch. No, they're going to say it was incomplete.
Incomplete.
It was Dom McNeil on the alleged reception at times. And the home crowd disagrees.
Fourth quarter.
Yep, we'll move to the fourth quarter with a third down and 10 awaiting IUP. Well, it's been an interesting one so far. These aren't really how you script them, but it's been a fun one. We've got 15 more minutes of football coming up for you after the commercial break. It's 20-20, Slippery Rock and IUP. You're listening to Slippery Rock Football on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Velvoin Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City is more than just an oil change. Hey, Ken Frenchak, your operations manager from the Velvoin Express Care and Car Wash.
We can take two here.
We offer a full line of services. We change your oil with no appointment necessary. We can also help you with your transmission service, fuel service, cooling system, and power steering, light bulbs, and replacement of those wipers. And no appointment is ever needed. We top off all your fluids, check your tire pressure, and much, much more. So stop in at the Velvoin Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City, locally owned and operated. Drive in, drive out, and you'll be on your way. It's that easy.
Butler Steel Supply. What do? Everything. When it comes to steel, they'll bend it, punch it, shape it. They'll custom make whatever you desire. Whether you're commercial or residential, talk to them. If you need it, they'll do it. Not exactly sure? Talk to them. They'll design it. Butler Steel Supply. 145 Valvoline Road in East Butler. Or go to butlersteelsupply.com.
Slippery Rock Office Lineman Christopher Larson. Amir McDowell. Let's go Rock.
This is Dakota Clarendon, Slippery Rock University, and you're listening to Rock Football.
On The Rock Station, 97.7.
We've played 45 minutes of football, and we're all tied up at 20 points apiece. IUP facing a third down and 10. The ball at the Slippery Rock 36-yard line.
Four down territory, for sure.
I would agree with that as well. Three wide receivers set to the left of Williams. A man in motion is Justice Evans clearing the backfield. Williams remaining there solo. The Rock send four. Williams in the pocket. Faces pressure. And he is brought down! Oh, he got the ball away and it is still loose. And they're going to wave it incomplete. I thought he was going to be brought down. Flung the ball forward. And so we have an incomplete pass after I think some people in the crowd thought they were going to see a fumble.
Fumble-rooski.
Yeah.
Incomplete pass. Fourth down.
I still think it's four down territory. I mean, you're sitting here at the 36. I don't think they're going to bring out the field goal unit.
So Paul Tortorella apparently disagrees with you. I think we're going to see the punt team here.
IUP has completely abandoned the short passing game.
Yes.
Completely. Everything is traveling at least 10 yards.
And there's barely check down options.
I mean, they are stretching this Rock defense as deep as possible. So they're going to try to pin them deep here.
Nico Ruiz is the punter for IUP. The rugby-style punter back to return is Eric Glover-Williams, and we'll get a stop and play here as
delay of game.
The delay of game will be called.
Offense number 35. Oh, he's one of those officials that calls it on the punter? I love it.
So the penalty assessed to Nico Ruiz.
I love the officials that call like delay game on quarterbacks and on punters.
Ah, Slippery Rock has decided to decline the penalty.
Smart.
Yeah, don't give him as much room.
That's right. Force him to be accurate with this kick. We've seen on his previous kicks that he boots the ball a mile in the air.
They're very high. They don't go necessarily very far, which that's exactly what you're looking for in this case, as Glover Williams is lined up at his own 10. Ruiz now just waiting, and now finally punts the ball away after holding it for about 3 seconds, and the ball was caught at the 5-yard line by IUP, and so that's where the ball was down, and the Rock will take over.
Hey, if Slipper Rock's not going to pressure him, why kick it? Why not take your time, allow your guys to get down there, basically start boxing out, and then punt it?
I've never seen that before, but that was a very smart play by the punter.
Yeah. If you're not going to come after it, okay, I'll wait a second and allow my coverage team to get down there.
So we've seen The Rock offensively try to stretch the field at times. That has resulted in incompletions and big plays, which that's a risky take. But we've also seen them pound West Hills up the middle consistently. This time it will be Jakar Berry in the backfield alongside West Hills in a two running back formation, both sidecars to Rivers.
I think now that you've shown the ability to do both, you mix it now. You start really trying to keep them honest.
Well, it's Rivers, the ball carrier, as they had basically a triple option on the play, and he burst it through for a gain of 8. A nicely designed play.
The very first game he came into action, Millersville, they ran the option probably 5 or 6 times. Mm-hmm. So my guess is at Valdosta State, he ran that play quite a bit. Seems very comfortable with that motion.
So the two-man backfield remains, second down and 3, they call it. This time it will be a handoff to Hills, who gets the first down and is brought down at the 19-yard line, a pickup of 6.
So far in this second half, it's been a lot of yardage, not a lot of points, actually no points in the second half for this Rock offense. So it's all well and good to move the ball, but they got to start finishing off some of these drives.
They remain with the two-man backfield. 14 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, all square to 20. Rivers, screen pass to Berry. Berry has a little bit of room to run. Makes a man miss. Gets out to the 30-yard line there where he is knocked out of bounds. And he wasn't
still
going down. Yeah, he was still keeping those legs moving.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, man. That's a good, hard run by not exactly the biggest guy on the field, but not afraid to take on some contact and keep the feet moving.
Yeah, and so they pick up the first down. The ball actually moved out to the 31-yard line. The Rock, which started this drive at the 5, moving the ball efficiently. It'll be a toss play to Hills. Hills has room to run. Stretches and leans forward just shy of the 40-yard line. A pickup of 8.
So they have the zone read on the inside, which Carberry pulls it back, runs the option out to the left side with West Hills. I mean, that's a lot of action for a defense to try to decipher before the ball even gets to the line of scrimmage.
And that's why I'm calling it a triple option, because that's really what it is. You've got 3 options on it. Hand it to the first guy or toss it out or take it yourself. This time it'll be a handoff to Berry, who bounces up the middle, past the first down marker, down at the 44-yard line, and the Rock move the chains.
And right now you see an IUP defense that they're just not sure. They're trying to get a read on this pre-snap, and there's so many different weapons, and pretty soon don't be surprised if all of a sudden you see Rivers pull one of those back and hit Litwin down the field.
You do have a 3 wide receiver set. Litwin is the wide receiver near side. Snap, Rivers looking, IUP sends pressure, they chuck it deep, Austin Scott turns around,
wow.
Did he bring it in?
Wow.
Yes, he did, he got a toe down.
For a guy that initially looked over his inside shoulder to make the adjustment, turn all the way around and make that catch while getting a foot inbounds is terrific concentration by Austin Scott.
The big play goes down to the 25-yard line of IUP, and the Crimson Hawks exchange the front line. IUP, or rather the Rock, quickly to the line, still remaining with the two-man backfield. Rivers will option out right side to Berry. Berry met by a lot of IUP jerseys and not a lot of Rock people there to block him. A loss of 3 on the play.
Man, can't have that with the momentum you've had and the way you're moving the ball. It's just to take a negative 3-yard play there.
And how many times have we seen after a big play, it's boom, handoff up the middle with this offense? And that's kind of what I was expecting there. West Hills up the middle, get 2-3 yards, and then you open up the playbook. Now you're back to a second down and 13 at the 28-yard line.
This is a passing situation. It's
absolutely.
An obvious passing situation.
West Hills is now the lone sidecar to Rivers left. IUP sends 4. Rivers in the pocket. He steps up, checks down, finds Zach Cirillo, who reels it in. It wasn't the most accurate pass. A nice pair of hands there by Cirillo to pull that down, making this a 3rd down and 9.
question becomes is what is Sean Lutz setting up here? Is he setting up four downs? Or is he trying to just keep it within field goal range?
Get it into Chapel's range right now. I mean,
they're definitely within Chapel's range.
Yeah, I mean, really 50 yards is, you know,
right?
55 yards even to a certain extent. And the ball sitting at the 24-yard line. But the Rock will try to pick up this first down on the 3rd and 8. Rivers in the pocket. IUP sending 3. They get pressure on Rivers, who is brought down in the backfield. It is Dondrea Tillman, one of the defensive end, a part of that dynamic duo for the Crimson Hawk. But Rivers was able to get back to the line of scrimmage, and so the Rock don't lose any yards there.
Yeah, and for some reason, Tyler, as I was looking down the field, you had 3 Rock wide receivers all within 5 yards of each other. So something broke down there, because you should not have that many receivers all in one spot.
It'll be a 41-yarder, actually 40-and-a-half-yarder for Jake Chapla. Snap is down. Chapla's kick is up, and it is good. Chapla converting and giving the Rock the lead. 23-20 the score with 10:29 to go in the fourth quarter, and IUP will be getting the ball back. We've got a fun one. This rivalry is always a fun matchup. This one, though, in particular. We'll be back with more fourth quarter action. You're listening to Slippery Rock Football on the Rock Station 97.7.
Looking for a great price on a clean, dependable pre-owned car? Then head to Honda North. Browse over 7,000 pictures of our used car inventory easily at HondaNorth.net. Every pre-owned
just this one, Glax.
82-point inspection and comes with free Carfax report. And buying from Honda North comes with benefits, free PA state inspections, free service loaner cars. And at Honda North, every 5th oil change is free.
What is Chapel today? 2 for 3?
Big deal. At Honda North, we'll help you find the right car for you.
Or is he 3 for 4 now?
Cars, lower prices, just try us.
You're listening to Rock Football on the Rock Station 97.7.
Jake Chapla hits his 3rd field goal of the day. Good from 41 yards to give Slippery Rock a 3-point lead with 10:29 to go in the fourth quarter. 23-20, Tyler Friel alongside Glenn Thompson at George Miller Stadium. And if you're just joining us, it hasn't been a long game. It's just been a delayed game. We kicked off at 2 o'clock at about an hour and a half for a lightning weather delay. And we got started, and here we are with a close ball game. The Rock leading by as much as 14 points in this matchup tonight. Now they lead by 3. Jake Chapel booms one, as this one will be easily caught. Well, they're just going to let it roll out of the end zone. And a nice kick there from old 99.
Okay, so as we said, last time IUP had the ball, they have completely abandoned the short passing game and essentially the run game. Everything is intermediate to long downfield. I mean, everything's traveling at least 10 yards right now. So you got to be prepped for that in the secondary.
Lenny Williams on the day, 12 of 23, 269 yards. He's thrown a pair of touchdowns and a pair of interceptions, as well as a fumble. But those turnovers really not coming back to hurt IUP.
Nope.
I think in the post game, if Tortorella and the Crimson Hawks lose this one, they're going to look at those plays inside the 5-yard line where they weren't able to find pay dirt twice. But they have the ball now, trailing by 3. Lenny Williams and his sidecars, Justice Evans in the backfield in the 3-wide receiver set. Williams rolling to his right, looking for Dom McNeil, throws it just outside of his stretch, and the ball falls incomplete.
Good read there by Tristan McDonald, reading Williams' eyes. Instead of coming up on the pressure, he got himself underneath that route and really had to force Williams to make an extremely accurate throw, unable to do so. So nice read there by McDonald.
Bringing up a 2nd down and 10 after the touchback, the ball remaining at the 25-yard line of IUP. Lenny Williams with Justice Evans in the backfield. 3-wide receiver set again, Grant Smith in a tight end. Williams in the pocket, looking, throwing deep left side. Ricky Rogers cannot bring it in. A little contact, but no call, and that will bring up a 3rd down. We do have a flag in the backfield, though. Personal foul, roughing the passer.
Lenny Williams is standing up. He never even hit the turf.
He didn't go down. There was a shove after the play, he did not go down. That's a big play there.
Oh, man.
15-yarder will move this ball up to the 40-yard line. And again, whatever your thoughts are on roughing the passer at this point.
If the guy's upright. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Tyler. I get where you're going, but
I'm just saying
the guy is upright.
It's another 15-yard penalty, one of those controllable penalties we talked about. Hand off to Justice Evans, and he is met at the line. There's a bunch of white jerseys in on that tackle, and maybe he got one on the play.
I like the play call, actually, by IUP. With how much they've been throwing it deep, you try to catch the Rock defense sleeping a little bit with a run. But good answer there by the interior of the Rock front seven.
So now it's a second down and nine. The ball at the IUP 41-yard line. Substitutions for the Rock defensively as they shuffle two new members into the secondary and one man up front. And that new guy in on the, let's see, it was Garrett DBN will now take over at left end. Williams in the pocket. Williams facing pressure. Williams lets it go. The ball's hanging in the air, and it is caught and going near into the end zone. It's Justice Evans. I don't know how he came down with it. Tim Vernick was there on the coverage. They went up one-on-one. Evans pulled it down, and no one was able to bring the running back down.
As Lenny Williams is being tackled, does an absolute cardinal sin of quarterbacks and just throws up a prayer in the middle of the field. I mean, coach, that will drive coaches crazy, and he gets away with it. Like, he makes an absolutely terrible decision and gets bailed out by Justice Evans.
It's a remarkable play. I mean, that thing soared in the air for about 30 yards before Evans was able to pull it down, one-on-one coverage. And Evans got open as Tim Vernick had to shuffle back in late coverage. The extra point is up and good. Dylan Sarka will give now the Crimson Hawks a four-point lead after a remarkable play by Justice Evans. And as you said, may not have been the best idea by what actually was not a good idea by Lenny Williams to throw the ball.
No, that's a terrible idea as you're wrapped up and being brought to the ground, and you all you do is just throw it late down the middle. But here we go, 6 points. I mean, just, you know, sometimes in football the bounces just don't go your way, and that was definitely one of those plays there where, I mean, by no means should that have been a touchdown, but IUP gets bailed out.
Three-play, 75-yard drive for IUP. The pass was from the 40-yard line and connects into the end zone. So,
and Coach Lutz over here giving it to the officials, and I think he's still upset about the roughing the passer penalty where you look behind you and Lenny Williams is still standing upright, just walking on his own.
Changed the game. I mean, we were looking and then at
that was going to be a third and long.
Third down and 10. Made it a first down and 10, and IUP taking advantage of a Rock mistake. Or at least a call that went in IUP's favor. And they now lead this ball game 27-23, 9:30 to go, though, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, by no means am I blaming the official because, as we've said time and time again so far to this point, Tyler, Slippery Rock has had their chances to be up big in this game, and they haven't taken advantage.
Here comes the kickoff now. It's a relatively short one that Wynn will pull in at the 10-yard line, makes a man miss, gets some room to run, gets to the 40-yard line, working the sideline, and it'll be pushed out at the 50, but we've got a flag coming in on the back end of the play, and it looks like it will be either a hold or a block in the back. And this happened.
Oh, man, they're dropping that back at the
25-yard line. So that would move this back to the 15.
Going to return.
So a big return by Jermaine Wynn, wiped away by an illegal block in the back penalty against the Rock. And so that will set them up at the 15-yard line where they've got a lot of field to work with, and they need a touchdown because a field goal would not tie this game up.
So let's put it this way. Watching the return, if there was a penalty, it was nowhere near the return man. So that means somebody had a block in the back way away from the action, which, again, is a mental error. If you're that far away from the action, what are you doing?
Yeah. First down and 10 for the Rock. West Hills in the backfield. They get the ball officially at the 15-yard line to start this drive. Rivers hands off to Hill. Hill puts his head down, gets up to the 20-yard line for a gain of 5.
West Hills is going to need an ice bath tonight, that's for sure.
He's
taking a bruising.
He's been getting a ton of carries, taking a lot of the action, and they have not been easy yards today for the senior running back. Four wide receivers set for the Rock. West Hills to sidecar to Rivers right. Rivers gives it back to Hills, dances to the right side, gets the first down, gets to the 30-yard line, and is tripped up by Mike Pietropaula at the 33-yard line, but a first down for the Rock.
And, man, you can see how hard he's running. He knew that if he broke that last tackle, he was gone, Tyler, because that was the safety. So if he breaks that tackle, there's no one in front of him, and he was going to be in for six.
Wes Hills on the day, 19 carries for 90 yards. Rivers pocket, hands off to Hills. Hills puts his head down, moves forward, and somehow gets a gain of four on that. Those are just types of runs that are hard-earned 4 yards.
And ideally, you know, we're getting into the situation now where you got to start thinking about game, you know, the remainder of the game here. 8 minutes and counting. You're down by four. I mean, if you can really extend a long drive here, punch it in, that's big.
And that's a bizarre play there by IUP to score. This defense has been very good today for Slippery Rock. Rivers hands it off to Hills again. Hills puts his head down, gets to the 40-yard line where he is officially brought down by a host of IUP defenders, but it will set Slippery Rock up for a third down and three.
And one thing to note here, Tyler, as you see the shadows, right now these Slippery Rock receivers are going to be looking back directly into the sun. I mean, look at those shadows coming across the field. It's going to be tough for these Rock wideouts to locate the ball.
Yeah, the clouds that forced the weather delay earlier are no longer prevalent. We've got sunny skies at George Miller Field. They will hand it off up the middle to Wes Hills, who picks up the first down and runs past the 50-yard line before being brought down. The workhorse continuing to gather yards for Slippery Rock.
I mean, I love it, man. I love a guy that's now up to 20 carries and still running like it's his first. You know, just fresh, churning the legs, running hard. He is going to get a little bit of a spell here as they're going to bring Jakar Berry
in. Makes a lot of sense. I mean, the guys put you in this particular position now at the 48-yard line of IUP. Jakar Berry, the running back. Roland Rivers with a four wide receiver set. He's in the pocket looking. IUP sends five. Rivers steps up, evades a tackler. Now rolling to his left. Picks up some yards. Has room to run. Gets past the first down. Spin move to get past the 30-yard line near to the 25. And he will pick up the first down.
Did you see Jakar Berry come flying back upfield and get that tackle on the linebacker? What an effort play by 27, staying in it and getting out in front of his quarterback.
Yeah, 27 checks into the game for one play, makes a nice block, and he checks out as they bring in Brandon Fuffman. The Rock knocking on the doorstep, not in the red zone yet, but they are at the IUP 27-yard line. Three wide receivers set to Rivers right. It'll be a play-action fake, a throw that is high but corralled by Jermaine Wynn, who has to dive to get at least a yard. Maybe he got back to the line of scrimmage. A nice effort play.
I just feel like every time they get right around here on the field, they have that negative play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just outside the end zone. How many times have they gotten to this point, and all of a sudden, just something goes wrong on first down?
And you could tell as Wes Hills checks back into the game, it was basically an offensive game plan. Okay, how can we pick up a few yards here? And they decided to go with the bubble screen. It was just a pass that was a little too high for Wynn, who somehow came down with it. But Wes Hills back into the game, and they will hand it off to him again. And he gets tripped up just past the line of scrimmage. But somehow he gets 2 yards. I always think he's at the line of scrimmage, and then I look up, and it's like, wow, he got a gain of three.
So you got a third and seven here. And
two down territory yet? I would imagine so, Glenn, now with 5:45 to go, 27-23 IUP in front.
I'm more so thinking play call here, and I don't know if you throw this ball. The way you've been running the ball in this drive, I think maybe you keep it on the ground here.
Well,
you know IUP's expecting pass.
It's a 3A wide receiver set to the left of Rivers. Harley, the lone man on the short side of the field. IUP sends pressure. Rivers steps up, stiff arms, a tackler, has to throw it away so he doesn't get sacked. And it will bring up a fourth down as the Crimson Hawks dialing up a blitz.
Oh, not, I mean, not just the blitz. They brought the house on that one. And Roland Rivers does a nice job of just surviving and keeping that play alive. But now here we go. It's fourth down and no movement from the sideline. So it is going to be the offense on the field in a fourth down attempt.
And I like this call. If you kick it, there's no guarantee you get the ball back. You have to get a touchdown to get in front. Field goal does nothing for you here. And that's exactly what Sean Lutz will do, as he will go for it. And we've got a timeout on the field.
They're getting rid of an IUP Subs, player.
And they're getting rid of a Rock player as well. Henry Litwin has to check
I mean,
off.
They told nine he has to come off the field for IUP. I'm not sure why.
And Litwin had to go off as well. Or no, he comes. I'm sorry, it was Murhot.
He was just getting a play call.
Okay. So Shaq Jones out, Cameron Jones in. Also checking into the game, Dylan Scott up front. Remember the big ends for IUP, D'Andrea Tillman, DeAndre Easterling. They cause a lot of havoc, and we've got a fourth down and seven. The ball at the 25 of IUP. Rivers in the pocket. Crimson Hawks send four. Check down to Wes Hills. They get the first down. The ball is loose, but they're going to say he was down.
Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely down. Good call.
I agree with that, but I didn't hear a whistle. I thought maybe they were going to let that play.
Yep.
But a big first down for Slippery Rock, and it's none other than Wes Hills, who has been the workhorse on this drive.
Yeah, why would you go anywhere else besides number four right now? You know, I mean, it's just, I don't care how tired he is. It seems like he can just keep digging deeper and deeper and finding more energy, and he'll stay out there.
Clock continues to wind. We're inside 5 minutes. Again, a four-point IUP lead. Roland Rivers in the shotgun, sends Hills in motion. He goes to the left. Rivers now will take it himself. Quarterback draw design. He bursts up the middle, gets to the 10-yard line, continuing to keep those legs turned, gets inside the 10, and officially brought down at the 7-yard line. A nice run from the quarterback.
That's terrific. I mean, to be able to get stacked up at about the 11-yard line, and then all of a sudden the play ends at the 7. I mean, great job by a quarterback running like a fullback.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this kid's frame, Roland Rivers, 6'3", 220 pounds. He's a big dude. Him and Wes Hills are basically the same stature, and Roland Rivers may be taking a little inspiration from his cohort in the backfield. And now they will stack the line. Steve Gaviglia moves to a fullback along with Shakar Berry, and then you've got Wes Hills in the backfield as well. Slippery Rock going to go to power here on a second down and 3. They toss it to the right. Wes Hills moving to the right side, stretching the play, steps out of bounds, but we've got a flag down. Is this going to be a hold against Slippery Rock? Oh. They're going to get Steve Gaviglia for a hold. You're knocking on the doorstep at the 7-yard line, and you're going to have to move 10 yards back now.
Oh, man. I mean, just more so here in the second half than in the first half. Untimely penalties. I mean, they have come at the absolute worst time for this Rock team, both offensively and defensively.
3:50 to go. Clock winds. Rock trailing by 4 in the fourth quarter. Second down and 13 is officially what they call it. The Rock still can pick up the first down, which now is marked at the 4-yard line. Four wide receivers set. The man in motion is Jermaine Wynn. Rivers receives the snap. It's a handoff up the middle to Wes Hills, who puts his head down, met by IUP defenders for a gain of 2, moving this ball to the 15-yard line, bringing up a third down and 11.
Oh, man, Tyler, would have really liked to see Roland Rivers keep that one. You know, he's got that decision that he can make, and the defensive ends, everybody collapsed towards the middle of the formation. If he would have pulled that one back, easily had a 10-yard gain.
Clock winding now inside 3 minutes. Again, a four-point IUP lead. Three wide receivers to Rivers left. It's the wide side of the field. Whitland on the short side. Wes Hills the running back. Rivers in the pocket. They go to pass. IUP sends 4. Steps up. Throws a pass in a short window and brought in by Jermaine Wynn.
Wow. Wow. Did Roland Rivers thread a needle there. And I think more impressive than the throw was the catch.
It was unbelievable.
Defender draped on your back. You know you got a safety coming up here to lay a pop on you. And you watch that one in, secure it with both hands, and get the first down.
And two IUP defenders, I guess they connected with each other. They both got hit. And so that brings up a first down and goal to go at the 1-yard line of IUP. Slippery Rock on the doorstep, trailing by 4. IUP with 1 timeout. The Rock with 3. 2:20 left on the clock. Rivers gets the snap. It's a handoff to Hills. Leans forward, crosses the goal line, and it is a Slippery Rock touchdown after a long, sustaining drive that started over the 8-minute mark.
I mean, that is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful to see that drive the whole way down the field. And let's be honest, relying on the ground game.
That was all it was. I mean, they had some big passing plays, but it was the ground
game.
But
for so many years, Tyler, in clutch time, it was always on the arm of the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That drive there in clutch time, let's ground and pound, and let's move this one down the field.
Now a big extra point here from Jake Chapla. As we are looking at a 29-27 game, the kick is up, and that kick is good.
That's important.
We've
That's
got
a
three-point game, 30-27 the score with 2:12 to go. We'll take a break, and we'll come back. It's been a fun one so far, and an exciting finish is what we're looking forward to. It's Slippery Rock football right here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You take pride in your business, but sometimes it requires some help to keep it going.
Just this
and
one,
growing.
Black.
At Next Tier Bank, you'll find the guidance and expertise you need. In fact, we offer everything from business checking to creative lending solutions to insurance. Simply put, Next Tier Bank is everything you want in a financial partner. And it's the way we've been doing things for generations. It's your future. We want to help you get there. Welcome to Next Tier. NextTierBank.com, 800-262-1088, member FDIC.
This is Trey Blanford, defensive lineman at Slippery Rock University. And you're listening to Rock Football on the Rock Station.
It was a drive that started at the Rock 16-yard line. 14 plays, 84 yards later, the Rock find Pater with a West Hills touchdown on a drive that lasted 7 minutes and 9 seconds. The longest drive before that, 4 minutes and 25 from the Rock.
I don't know why. I love doing boxing analogies whenever I'm announcing football. And that's how you punch someone in the mouth right there. 14 plays, 84 yards, most of it on the ground. I mean, that's how you deliver a punch.
So now it's on the Rock defense to hold this Slippery Rock lead. 30-27 the score, 2:12 to go. Chapla gets off a boomer, and it will be caught right at the one-yard line. A perfect kick. Bringing it out is Kashaw Carter. Carter makes a man miss, explodes up the middle, gets beyond the 30-yard line, and officially brought down at the 33-yard line. A nice return from Carter.
And let's keep in mind here, IUP, only one timeout in their pocket.
2:04 now is what we have left on the clock, and it will be a drive that starts at the 34-yard line. Lenny Williams today, 13 of 25, but on the last drive, it was a 60-yard touchdown to Justice Evans on a jump ball in which Evans outdueled Timmy Vernick to bring it in, and he got into the end zone. Outside of that, this has been a pretty stout Rock defense, but now it's gut check time as Lenny Williams and this Crimson Hawk offense take the field. Three wide receivers set for IUP, four-man front for the Rock. Snap. Williams in the pocket. He is looking. Looks to his left. Throws to McNeil.
Oh, he slipped.
We'll get
he
a
slipped.
Flag on the play.
He slipped.
McNeil was working one-on-one with Glover Williams. And Glover Williams tries to plead his case with the field judge. But to no avail, this will be a 15-yard penalty against the Rock.
Oh.
Now, they're going to say prior to the pass, a hold. So that will be a 10-yard penalty, which moves us up to the 45-yard line.
Oh, that's calling the result, not calling the play. And all they did was they saw a defender down on the or a receiver down on the turf, and so they said, "Oh, it must be a penalty." No, he slipped. He was coming out of his break, and he slipped.
1:59 to go. Williams with four wide receivers set this time. Chris Temple is the running back. He's in the pocket, looking, steps up, has room to run, gets to the 45, and hurdles the defender out of bounds, but he moved laterally and only got a gain of two. Timmy Vernick there to force Williams to work to his left, but the clock stops now at 1:52.
That's such a veteran play by Lenny Williams. You can't be brought down in play there. You have to get out of bounds. So he sacrifices the yardage to get out of bounds and stop the clock.
Brad Zaffram also in on that action, bringing up a second down and nine. The ball at the 46-yard line of IUP, 1:52 to go. And again, IUP trailing the Rock by three. Williams, three wide receivers to his right. Chris Temple in the backfield, in the pocket. He's looking, steps up and throws, and has a man. It is complete to Dwine Walls, who brings it in at the 40-yard line of the Rock, and a first down for IUP.
And Slippery Rock only brought three that time. They dropped eight into coverage, and Lenny Williams still finds a soft spot.
They're working the ball down the field with 1:40 to go as they start the clock after the first down has been marked. Three wide receivers now to IUP's left, or rather to Williams' left. Williams in the pocket. The Rock bring three. He's got time to throw. Stepping up. Chucks one to the sideline, but this is going to be way overthrown over the head of Dom McNeil. And an incomplete pass brings up a second down and 10 with 1:21 to go.
I love it. I love this three down lineman coming and then dropping eight into coverage. Whenever you've seen IUP in the second half, it has been nothing but downfield throwing. So plug as many of those holes as possible. If you got to go four wide and just cut the field into quarters, I mean, whatever you got to do. Do not allow them to throw it deep.
The Rock's still working with three timeouts, IUP with one, so they can stop the clock. We have not seen a field goal, or we've seen two field goals, rather, from IUP today. But they've both been chip shots. Williams in the pocket. The Rock sent four this time. Outlet pass to the side, and it is brought in by Kashaw Carter, who steps out of bounds at the 32-yard line, just shy of the first down marker. But it brings up a third down and short. Third and two is officially what they mark it with 1:16 to go.
Big play there, him not getting that first down yardage. Now you bring up a third down, and, you know, it'd be
probably out of field goal range still.
Yeah.
We don't know what the leg is on Dylan Sarka. Again, the field goals we've seen him make today all inside of 30 yards.
Changing out the balls here.
And Sarka not even with his helmet on the sideline, so I'm guessing here this is two down territory for IUP. Williams in the shotgun formation. Three wide receivers set to his left. Does the check with me at the line. 1:16 to go on a third down and two. The ball at the Slippery Rock 32. Williams in the pocket, looking to his left. Flag is down. Ball is thrown. It falls incomplete. And indeed, we have a hold. In on the action was Garrett DBN, who got well past his offensive line mate, and we're going to get a holding penalty.
And a fantastic job by him as well to get his arms up there and start waving around. I mean, hey, sell it, you know? Big play. Oh, is that a big play?
They're going to get Joe Peterson with the hold. He is the left tackle.
If it wasn't fourth and two, you decline the penalty.
I agree.
And bring up fourth down, but...
And now, and you're also looking at field goal range here as well. This moves them back past the 40-yard line. So now at the 42, this definitively takes them out of field goal range.
Right.
1:09 to go. The Rock with a three-point lead. Lenny Williams getting the orders to his offensive line and play callers. Third down and 12. The Rock with a three-man front. Chris Temple, the sidecar to Williams' left. Williams in the pocket, steps up and throws it, the pass is picked off, it's Eric Glover Williams.
Just go down,
Glover Williams
go down.
Ran the ball up the field, he go turns down. Back, and Rock defenders are telling him to go down, but he's staying on his feet. He's at the 40-yard line, and he finally slides after Slippery Rock assistant coaches in the booth with us nearly had a heart attack. A flag down on the field, but Eric Glover Williams, the man who started the season as a wide receiver, inserted into the safety, now the cornerback role, you know he's got a good pair of hands, and he was able to get him on the ball.
You really force IUP to throw the football whenever you drop eight into coverage. I mean, you are saying, Lenny Williams, you are going to have to be the one to beat us with a accurate, strong throw. And that time there, gets a little short on one, and underneath, Eric Glover Williams comes away with the interception.
Third interception of the day for Lenny Williams. This was the reason why IUP lost last week, turnovers. The reason why, if all goes correctly here, which we're not going to say anything,
Shippensburg?
Because we've seen it before, IUP with only one timeout, but turnovers, four of them today for the Crimson Hawks.
So here's what I think the refs are talking about. Is I think you had some type of blocking infraction on the return. And then after the play, Eric Glover Williams got up and just threw the ball a mile in the air. So they're going to throw another 15 on top of it for unsportsmanlike conduct.
But we also had a flag here on the sideline.
That's what it was.
Do you think that was for the Glover Williams?
That was for the Glover Williams throwing the ball. And then the other one was down there at the 41 on the return. So you back it up 10 from there, 31, 15 from there. So the ball should be down around the 15 or 16-yard line.
Yeah. We'll get the official call here from the ref.
On the field is the interception by Slippery Rock. During the return, personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. Return team number 19. After the play was over, on sportsmanlike conduct. Intercepting team number 30 for excessive celebration. Both those penalties being focused.
I think he's got those flipped. I think the unnecessary roughness was 30, Mark Carter, during the return. And then the excessive celebration was Glover Williams.
And there you are. Yeah. But again, here we are. Yeah. You got to wait for this game to be over. 54 seconds on the clock.
Well, all you have to do is kneel it. I mean, literally, all you have to do is kneel this one down because IUP only has one timeout.
Correct. You just need to make sure the ball gets to the quarterback and the kneel has to happen. It would have to happen. Do you have to do it three times?
You will technically. I mean,
if
IUP calls the timeout,
which I imagine they will,
then yes, you will. The question is, does Roland Rivers know how to be under center?
And this is the biggest, at least when you think about the air raid offense working from the shotgun set. They don't go under center, and that's normally where you get the clean snaps from. But you work in this. Okay, we've been doing it this way. I'd imagine we're going to see a shotgun set, depending on how far they move this ball back. And that's why I thought this was a intriguing scenario as they officially mark it at the 13-yard line.
Right,
looks like
see.
Rivers is going to go under
looks
center
like
here.
He is, yes. Put Wes Hills back there, yep.
Quarterback kneels are normally the relaxing part of the game. But I think you got some Slippery Rock people that are like, let's make sure this works.
Shouldn't take this long, man.
First one, and they take a knee, and it looks like Tortorella is
no timeout.
Opting not to use the timeout.
Okay.
And so with one more snap,
yep,
that will do it.
Wow. Wow. I mean, what a game. What a day. Tyler, I haven't seen you this long in years.
Yeah, I know.
So this has been, it's been fun. But, man.
So one more snap as the ball is the clock rather is winding to 25 seconds. They'll take the play clock down. They officially get the knee, and that will do it. Slippery Rock comes into George Miller Stadium on homecoming, survives an hour and a half weather delay, survives a charge from IUP late, and orchestrates a 7-minute drive down the field to find West Hills for a touchdown, and the Rock come away with a 30-27 win against IUP. We'll recap it next. Slippery Rock football right here on the Rock Station 97.7.
The Hawks are back at home next weekend hosting Clarion. That is a noon game, and we will celebrate the 50th anniversary.
Tickets arrive.
This week, Time Warp is warping back to 1977.
Capitol Records presents the Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl.
I honestly think, Black, if we just do this
recordings from their unforgettable appearances at the Hollywood Bowl.
1977 and more. This week on
Time Warp with Bill St.
James. Check out Time Warp Saturday mornings at 8 on The Rock Station 97.7.
Rock football on the station that rocks. The Rock Station 97.7.
It was a wild game that took a little bit over.